This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there, thanks for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School, coming out on the 15th of August, 2022. Ides of August, you know, halfway through. Of course, you could be listening to this at any other point, but I just thought I would acknowledge that since that's today's episode. And today's episode is also part of a new feature we're doing in 2022 called Your First $1,000. Now, you might guess from the title, you might surmise, or you might be familiar at this point, it's all about how someone made their first $1,000. How did they get to that point? How did they make it happen? And obviously, a lot of stuff usually happens after that, you know, to get to their first $10,000 or their first $100,000. But that would be a long story. And also, it might be more interesting to understand how they got that first $1,000. Okay. So with that in mind, today's feature comes from Nina Adeo. She is the owner of I Do Wedding Marketing. You'll never guess what that business is about. They do wedding marketing. Okay, we first featured her back on episode 1289, so it's been quite a while, not quite 1,000 days, but 800 plus days, I believe, or somewhere in that range. The business is profitable. She's now doing it full time. Congratulations, Nina. But what about her first $1,000? How did she make it happen? What did it feel like, and what did she learn? So let's hand it over to her. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hello, my name is Nina Adeo of I Do Wedding Marketing, and I was featured on episode 1289 of the Side Hustle School podcast. The journey to my business's first $1,000 was a long one. It was by no means an overnight success. I had been doing social media marketing in-house and decided that I wanted to start my own business, freelancing essentially social media marketing for wedding venues and wedding professionals. That was the goal. So the first thing I did, as a lot may do, is make an Instagram. So I made the Instagram and I made a website almost as if a website vision board. What do I want this business to look like? What do I want to offer? And put all of my ambitions into the website. And one day, when I got really inspired, I hit publish. But it was still months between when I hit publish in May to when that first $1,000 came. The next breakthrough I got didn't happen until October, when I went to a networking event and aligned with a big local magazine. And it was through that local magazine, we started working together, doing kind of a barter where I would do their social media and they would refer me to clients. And that was how I booked my first client, which led to my first $1,000 in business. So for me, it came from patience, it came from vision boarding, and it came from getting clear on what I wanted and networking. By networking with other wedding professionals, because that was my industry, I was able to align with that wedding magazine, which led to me getting my first $1,000 in business. Now, during that whole process, I was working. I had left my social media job so that I could do a really mundane job, so all my creativity would be focused on the business. And since my episode has aired, I am now full-time with my business and have graduated from side hustle to full-time. And I am so excited for all the other side hustlers out there, whether you intend to keep it as a side hustle or you intend to go full-time. This podcast was a huge help and experience for me. And in that time from May to October, where I was doing the motions of my business, listening to shows like this really helped keep me through. So thank you.
Thanks so much, Nina, for telling us about your first $1,000. And listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. Check out her website, ideweddingmarketing.com, which, you know, you can't get more literal than that. Somebody's like, what's your business? Well, just go to ideweddingmarketing.com. I like that. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. That's all for today, but I hope you'll subscribe, follow, come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.